Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Thursday, August 12th, 2021. We have 19 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we've got south winds 5 knots, except north winds 5 knots north of Garibaldi early this morning. Wind waves from the southwest 1 foot at 4 seconds apart, and northwest swells 7 feet at 11 seconds. And today we'll hear more from Dan Seeley. He's a cargo hold inspector at the who works locally here on working on ships in the Astoria Anchorage. But let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for today. We have 4 inbounders. We have 8 in our Astoria Anchorages, and we have 7 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river, it was early this morning, the articulated tug and barge rig, the Sound Reliance. She's a Crowley Maritime vessel. Arriving from Ferndale, headed to Portland, her cargo is refined petroleum. She probably passed Astoria around 1:30 a.m. inbound and reached Portland by about 7:30 this morning. The Martin Island, arriving from Japan, will be in Astoria's anchorage by about 3 p.m., not quite sure what her cargo is yet, but she'll go upriver to pick that up eventually. The Pan Fortune, arriving from South Korea, is headed for the Vancouver Anchorage. She'll pass Astoria around 4:30 p.m. and get into the Vancouver Anchorage around 10:30 this evening. The articulated tug and barge, the Gulf Reliance, another Crowley vessel, Crowley Maritime vessel, arriving from Anacortes, headed for, I believe, Klatskanai, port westward. She'll pass Astoria around 9:30 and maybe be there at the port westward dock by about midnight. Maybe ethanol is her cargo. Astoria Anchorage, we have the Lucky Loon headed up to Vancouver to pick up wheat at about 11 o'clock this evening. And awaiting orders, we have the Star Monica, the J-A-L Kalpataru, the Angela N, the Great Talent, the N.D. Armonia, the Y.M. Summit, and the Pride of America is a cruise ship that is it's currently being stored at the Port of Astoria. She's really big. You can't miss her. She's there at the dock. And in outbounders, the Western Moscow is heading out at around a little after noontime today from Vancouver. She'll pass Astoria outbound around 6 p.m. The Daily Domla is leaving Longview with Petcoke on board. She'll pass Astoria. She'll leave around 1:30, maybe give her about 3.5 hours to get downriver. And the Yangtze Impression is leaving Portland, maybe wheat on board there around 5 p.m. She could pass Astoria outbound around 11 p.m. Well, yesterday we talked on the Ship Report about the process of inspecting a ship in the anchorage. It happens with bulk carriers that come in here empty and are going upriver to pick up cargo. And that is most of them. Most of the ships that you see out there in the anchorage waiting are sitting high in the water. You don't see any, you see a lot of that dull red bottom paint because they don't have any cargo on them yet. So when inspectors like Dan Seeley go down into a cargo hold, what are they looking for? Yesterday we talked about rust, mold, dead vermin like rats or mice, peeling paint. If they're loading a food cargo, it's especially critical. Two inspectors might be on a ship at one time, and they meet up when they're done, complete paperwork, and decide if the ship fails or passes. But what if a ship fails inspection? Here is Dan Seeley.
If the ship fails, then we issue a failure on the same form, and we document what caused the failure, what's wrong, rust scale, pain scale, previous cargo, things like that. If the ship does fail, then it creates a lot of things happen. It's like a big house of cards. When the ship fails, it goes what they call off hire, because the ships are owned by owners, and the ships are chartered by a charter agency, or leased, if you will, and they say, hey, we're going to lease you a suitable container for moving this cargo. And if it gets to the point where and the crew and the captain are responsible to make sure they're clean and ready to go, and if it fails, then they go off hire. And that means that all of the money that it costs to operate that ship, and underway these ships can cost roughly around $7,000 a day to operate. All the costs to operate that ship at that point, from salaries and fuel and everything else on down, revert back to the owner. And so they're very highly motivated to get it reinspected and get the ship passed, because then it goes back on hire. And so when they go off hire, usually that initiates a whole bunch of emails and phone calls all the way back to the owner and the other agents involved. And it all depends what has to be done. And sometimes the crew can rectify the problem. They can go out and do the scraping or the cleaning or whatever needs to be done to bring the cargo hold up to standard. And in some cases, it may be way up high on a Panamax ship and they don't have cranes, so they can't reach it. And, you know, there's lots of times they'll haul coal and you'll get there, you'll see all sorts of coal residue up high. And they've cleaned everything they can reach, but they can't reach the upper part. So what they do is, at that point, is they'll have to hire a shoreside crew to come out and clean the ship. And there are several companies that do this service. And they will bring a barge out with 7-man lifts, those big lifts you see that have 4 wheels on them and are movable, and they reach up 70, 80 feet. And they'll bring out a barge and a crane, and they'll take cranes and drop those man lifts into every hold. And then the cleaning crew will put a man in every hold with pressure washers, and the crew will assist them, and they'll work for the next 3 or 4 days to clean the ship. Sounds all well and good until you realize that the cost of doing that usually starts somewhere between $75,000 and $100,000 and goes up from there to clean the ship. So they're very highly motivated to make sure they pass on their own. If they can't, then they got to bring out people that will do the job. And those people that clean the ships are very skilled and very hard workers. And so are the crews, for that matter. I want to say that the crews are generally very, very hard workers. People don't have any comprehension of the kind of hard work they do. And it's amazing what they can do out there when they're cleaning these holds.
And that's Dan Seeley. He's a cargo hold inspector who works in the Astoria Anchorage. A little bit about previous cargo. When these ships come in here and they're being inspected, often they are going from, say, a mineral cargo to a grain cargo. And so that's when the USDA gets in there and makes sure that it is clean enough to accept food, essentially, is suitable for that. But even ships that are coming in from one mineral cargo to another, even if it's the same cargo, the cargo holds need to be cleaned. I remember in 2010 when I got to go to sea aboard a cargo ship, it was carrying gypsum, and then it picked up crushed rock in Canada while I was aboard. And they had to clean those holds very, very well to get the gypsum out, because the crushed rock was being used for cement, and it needed to be essentially pure and uncontaminated in order to preserve the integrity of the cement. And so they had to clean the cargo holds between those two cargoes, which had nothing to do with food at all. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.